Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
Neil Young says farewell tours are bull. He told Rolling Stone, they're BS. I can't say the last thing, but Rolling Stone asked Neil about that stuff, and he said, when I retire, people will know because I'll be dead. But I'm not going to say I'm not coming back. What kind of BS is that? So Neil's contention is that these guys are saying that they're not going
to. They're just drumming up money. They're setting up it's like throwing a fight so you can get the rematch.
He says they're still going to perform. Maybe they're not going to do the big tours, but you would still be able to see them. It's not like they're never going to play again.
The only one that I might think
bunch of junk
holds true to that is Rush. I think Neil Peart is done. He may do one or two other one-off things, but I think they're pretty much done.
Yeah.
Which is heartbreaking.
But these bands are scaling back.
And I bet Neil Young probably will do some things, but I don't think he does the Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young thing anymore.
No, that's probably a never. I can't imagine that those guys would ever tour again. And maybe there'd be a one-off here or there, but even for that to happen.
They just don't like each other, even if it had to do with the money.
Well, that's because of David Crosby, you know, and criticizing Daryl Hannah or Neil Young and his girlfriend Daryl Hannah and all that. So, yeah, that's probably not going to happen. Okay, to sobriety and rehab and those kinds of things. The singer of Three Dog Night, what Three Dog Night song should we play for the young people who might not be familiar with them? What do you think, Brad?
Joy to the World, probably. That's probably the biggest one from them, isn't it? Or Mama Told Me Not to Come.
Joy to the World might be the most recognizable.
I mean, you remember that as a kid. That's like a nursery rhyme.
That
song
might be the most recognizable one. All right, well, cue up the turn on my 8-track over there. And sure. In just a couple seconds, we'll hear some Joy to the World. So Chuck Negron was, the guy with Three Dog Night. And he says he told the Stone Temple Pilots singer, Scott Weiland. Did I say Weiland?
I think it's Weiland. I've heard both.
He says, you're going to die, man. And Chuck Negron knew. He knew the deal because nobody messed with the drugs like Chuck Negron. He was kind of at the top of the charts. But yeah, the cocaine expenditures were unbelievable, but then he ended up getting into heroin too. So anyways, Scott Weiland's mom got a hold of Chuck Negron and said, you got to talk to my boy. You got to talk to him because he is going down that road. So Chuck Negron said, all right. And this is after Chuck was clean. He said, all right. So he showed up at a photo shoot in the Four Seasons that Weiland had, and he took a look at him, and he said, man, you got to understand, you look terrible. And he said, Scott Weiland didn't like that, and he said, you know, Negron said to him, I've never said this to anybody, but I think you're going to die. And Weiland didn't like that.
Tough truth.
And
tough talk.
Negron said it wasn't that much longer, and he was dead. He says, but I won't ever say that again. It's too real for some people if I have to face somebody like that. He said, but I got to tell you, I looked at him, and he looked like he was going to die, and he did. Chuck Negron recently released his tell-all, Three Dog Nightmare. We got to get that book.
Yeah, I bet that's good.
Pat O'Day has great stories about Three Dog Night. He was in the trenches with them, with those guys. So I'll get that.
Was
one.
Pat spending some of his fun tickets with Three
yes.
Dog Night?
Yeah, he did. And then Kurt Cobain, he says, I got a call from a buddy of Cobain's, and he said, hey, Cobain's at this hospital, and Cobain wants to meet you. And he said that Cobain was not aware of my music, but he was aware of my being a world-class junkie. He wanted to meet the junkie that got clean. So Negron agreed, said, all right, tell him I'll go meet him. Well, Kurt Cobain chickened out and didn't want to meet Chuck Negron. And he says it was a week later that he heard Cobain's name again. This time he heard the news was that Cobain had broken out of rehab, and then shortly thereafter he had died. Negron's been sober for 26 years. All right, I'll get that. I'm marking that book down. That could be a really good we read, so you don't have to. Three Dog Nightmare. Now let's close the trash with some Burt Reynolds nonsense here. Burt Reynolds was on the Today Show. He was interviewed by Hoda Kotb yesterday. And Burt is sounding a lot more like Ozzy these days, where you got to run subtitles on what he's saying.
And he looks like he's 85 or something.
Yeah, he's looking older than he is. He made a joke about spending the night with Hoda Kotb, and then he said something about being proud that she didn't make her lips larger. I don't know. Let's listen to this.
Burt Reynolds, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Well, great since you left me. It was about an hour ago, wasn't it?
It was probably about that.
How'd you got home all right? I am so proud of you for not having your lips larger.
Okay, all right.
That's at the end. He said, I'm so proud of you for not making your lips larger. He's in a movie now, I guess. That's why he was on the show. So that's it. That's the track.
And he said, Sally Field, love of his life.
Yeah.